Good morning. John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. How is it? The Greek philosopher Socrates wondered 2,500 years ago. How is it that man knows what is good and does what is bad? Our government has spent billions to try to solve the problems of poverty, delinquency, and drugs. And yet the problems have gotten worse. And not only that, the attempts to solve it have spun off other problems. Institutional welfare, lowering the educational standards, skyrocketing deficits and gangs. Thus, man's own experience demonstrates that there is a problem that is deeper and more pervasive than those surface problems. That deeper problem is sin. Sin that so pervasively influences every one of us that the good I want to do, I don't do. And the evil I don't want to do, that I do. Jesus is the only solution for this problem of sin. He washes away the guilt of our sin. His gift and power of holiness is the only thing that can save. Jesus describes himself in our text as the vine that does bear fruit. Some people, though, might be wondering, didn't Jesus go a little too far saying, without me you can do nothing? After all, look at some of the great things men have done. Pyramids, computer technology, space travel. We could respond by simply asking, where did the ability to do these things come from? But more than that, take those pyramids for example. What are they? But a monument demonstrating that the greatest accumulation of wealth and power cannot prevent death. Nor can it take one thing with them in death. Yes, indeed, it still is true that without faith in Christ, men can do many great earthly things. But finally, what eternal value do they have? You know, even if somebody actually could solve all poverty, all crime, and the deficit besides, what would that matter when the heavens dissolve and the elements melt? Jesus is pointing out in our text that he is the only vine that brings forth fruit that is pleasing to the Father. Fruit that therefore has an eternal value. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him shall bear much fruit. Notice Jesus is comparing faith in himself to an organic unity. His love joins himself to us to make us holy branches in the Father's vine. His love nourishes us with that sweet nectar. Your sins have been forgiven. His love fills us with His Spirit that we might bear fruit that is indeed eternally pleasing to our Father in heaven. And yet, so easily we get caught up building our own pyramids. Possessions, popularity, power, pleasures. So easily focused on the things of this earth that we neglect our union with Jesus, the vine. And yet, if that union with Jesus is severed, we dry up eternally. If that union is even weakened, so is our fruit. And yet, when there's a choice between the good times of this world, or a closer union with Jesus, what do we choose? Too easily, Satan would convince us that we can take our union with Jesus for granted. That'll always be there. And we can just enjoy the union with this world. But this sinful world is never a friend to help us onto grace. Satan is not going to let up on us. He will, in fact, use the most noble elements of this world in attempts to draw us away from Jesus. He would, with smooth words, try to convince us that, well, we can always just disconnect from Jesus for a while to do what we want. And then when it's convenient for me, I can reconnect to Him again. After all, Satan suggests, Christianity is easy. Just believe in Jesus. Do whatever you want. He'll forgive you. He'll love you. But Jesus warns that that abuse of His forgiveness, abuse of His love, is a lie of the devil, who remains that roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, who also would even come to us as an angel of light, quoting words about Jesus and yet distorting them in order to deceive us. Satan is relentless and ruthless in his efforts to separate us from Jesus. And guess what? Our wielding a pop gun or a wooden sword is not going to cause him to flee in defeat. The only thing that will conquer Satan is your union with Jesus. So, what is most important to you? Possessions? Popularity? Power? Pleasures? Living in union with this sinful world for what? Maybe 70 years and then eternity in hell? Or saying no to the deceitful pleasures of sin, living in union with Jesus and with Him in heaven for eternity. That union with Jesus is worth more than a sideways glance, a gesture when it's convenient for us. It is the most important thing. It's worth it to abide in Jesus, the vine that bears fruit. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 342, stanzas 1 and 3. 342, 1 and 3.